Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Henry, Sunnyside, Corranbong, New South Wales, Australia. November 8, 1897. Previously unpublished. Brother Henry, what a work there is before us to prepare the way of the Lord. His coming is near, and we need to have our lamps trimmed and burning, and to make His paths straight. The Lord has entrusted us with His goods to trade upon, and it becomes us to be His faithful stewards. The Lord is full of mercy and truth and loving kindness. His solicitude for us is without a parallel. With what solicitude He contemplated the giving up of Jerusalem! He wept over the impenitent city. With tears and in broken accents, He expressed His keen sorrow. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them that are sent unto thee. How often would I have gathered thy children together, as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, but ye could not? No, would not. Matthew 23, verse 37. Thus we see how hard it is for the Savior, who gave His precious life for us, to exclude us from any of the blessings of His grace. And the only thing we can do is to respond to such inexpressible love. This alone can satisfy the cravings of His love and benevolence. All He requires is for every soul to love Him, and they be loved by Him. What can I say for Jesus? Rather, what is there that I cannot say for Him? In Him is the tenderness of the shepherd, the affection of the parent, and the matchless grace of the living, compassionate Savior. His blessings are presented before us in the most alluring terms. He is not content to merely announce these blessings, but presented them in the most attractive form to excite our desire to possess them. The conduct of man in his insensibility to wrongs was sufficient to blunt the affections and continual outflowing love. Christ's sensibilities were most acute, for in Him was all that is elevated in mind, high and exalted and noble in sentiment, and fine and delicate in feeling. In His nature was exhibited the perfection of humanity. During His life upon earth, He went about doing good. His sensibilities were all in continual activity. Wherever He might look, He saw work to be done. He saw men perishing, and with tender longing of soul He looked pityingly upon them, and with quivering lips He said, "Ye will not come unto Me that ye might have life." John 5, verse 40. He was grieved every day to see men closing the door of their hearts against Him. Men, the object of His tenderest regard, requited His compassion with fixed hostility and defiance. Oh, why should it be thus? The conduct of man made a constant demand upon Christ's forbearance, a perpetual drain on His pity, sufficient to exhaust every heart but the one that is replenished at the fountainhead of compassion itself. At times, Christ suffered beyond what any language can express, as He realized that humanity unaided would be extinguished. Supernaturally sustained, He endured the seeing of men, for whom He gave His life, perishing within reach of abundant help, if they would but reach out and lay hold upon it. Were it not for the hidden source from whence He drew His reinforcement of strength, He could not have lived. But thus supplied, He failed not, neither was discouraged. His affections languished not, but maintained their beautiful ministry to others. After His resurrection, His first work was to convince His disciples of His undiminished love and tender regard for them. To give them proof that He was their living Savior, that He had broken the fetters of the tomb and could no longer be held by the enemy death, to reveal that He had the same heart of love as when He was with them as their beloved teacher, He appeared to them again and again. He drew the cords of love still closer around them. "Go tell my brethren," He said, "that they meet Me in Galilee." Matthew 28, verse 10. That Savior presents His love to you. Will you receive it? He is your advocate in the heavenly courts, pleading in your behalf. Will you see your God in the courts above, pleading that His blood may avail in your behalf? God grant that you may recognize the voice of your Savior, accept His love, and cooperate with Him in saving your own soul and the souls of others, is the prayer of your sister.